Page Chav Zayin, first column, middle of the page. Okay, the last thing that the Rebbe is explaining was that when it says the Dibat above, seemingly it means the words of Shema, that you say Shema and Vahavta. But it doesn't mean only that, because that is only twice a day. And the Dibat above, Shift Chav Veisacho is constant. So therefore, it refers to the level of Teda. Okay, so that's what we're up to. Kivalzenamad 53, first column, a bit past midway. Valzenamad, concerning this, it says Lavushi Kitalachivur, that the garments are like white snow. Kitchilas avias, because it's a Torah is likened to white snow. Tchilas avias a sheleg. How do you create snow? You have water. It freezes. And then when it melts, it goes back to water. So snow is basically water. Snow, water. The same thing, the existence of the garments of Teda is a level of Mayim, which is a level of Chochmah. Teda begins with Mayim, from the highest level of Chochmah. And then Mizanim Shel Gamkin B'Torah Gashmi Shel Faneinu. And then it becomes into Gashmis. Liyaz Gilu B'chinez Chochmah S'videtzayin Yizbarach, to be the revelation of Chochmah. And that is with Chochmah B'Rosh V'Chochmah B'Sof. It's like snow. It's water, middle becomes snow, and then becomes water. Teda starts from the level of water all the way up there, then it comes into the physical world of snow, and then it becomes back again Kedusha. The pasuk also says, "Sa'ar reishi, the hair of his head, ka'am enakas, like white wool." What does it mean? That's hamshachas koprati alochis shebeteira. What like the pasuk says, "Kasei sayis of taltalim," meaning, "Tili tilim shel halochas," myriads and myriads of halochas. Shein hamshach mechinas sayis levad, which is only the level. The Torah likens in the pasuk in Shirashim, "Kasei sayis of taltalim." It means that the hair is like has to be like combed out. So it says that refers to the infinite amount of halachas. But even if the infinite amount of halachas are called hair. Now, what's hair? Hair is very limited nourishment from the head. So it's a very, very limited. Through Tzimtzumim, Rabim, Vishainim, through the very, very many different Tzimtzumim. When you cut somebody's hair, it doesn't hurt. It's still alive, it grows, but the amount of life from the head that the hair, or from the rest of the body, that the hair has, is extremely limited. Like it says, Nifleisecho, Machshveisecho, Ein leino, Ein arichilecha, Agida, Vadabra, Atzmi, Misa, Vadabra, Atzmi. I'll explain in a second. Which comes into Gashmis is an unlimited amount of Tzimtzumim. Meaning like this. For Teda, which is the ultimate wisdom of Hashem, and Teda, like we learned, is not only the wisdom of Hashem, but Teda is the toy of Hashem, which means even the level higher than intellect, the level of entainug, of enjoyment. When Teda comes into Gashmiistical dinim, physical agriculture, physical objects, physical days, physical, not only that, it comes into liars and thieves and swindlers, the Teda, all these things that Teda talks about, that's Mispur Tzimtzumim Rabim, Ribi Mevavis Madreg Sadi Mispur. It's infinite amount of Tzimtzumim. For something which is Hashem's wisdom, and even higher than Hashem's wisdom, to come into dealing with physical objects, b'chlal, and even non-kosher objects, liars, robbers, whatever, it's stealing all that stuff, so Torah has to come down through infinite amount of tzimtzumim until it comes down in that level.
It's at the end of the line, the parentheses.
Because all these things have absolutely no connection to Hashem whatsoever. He says, even in the amount of numbers. Echod legabi elef ha'ravim ribi revavis. The number one, compared to hundreds and hundreds of thousands, is called erech in the same realm. One and a trillion trillion is all connected, because a trillion trillion is only a trillion trillion times one. So there is a connection between one and a trillion. Shakol nefo tachos sug mispar. Masha'enk and legabi erin tabarchu. But comparing this to infinite Hashem, like it says, Shekmei Kenhu, Ein Sof means unlimited. And the Shaykh Erech Klal, there's no connection whatsoever. So the Rebbe is explaining that when Torah comes down here, dealing with the physical Torah that we deal with, is absolutely no connection whatsoever to Hashem, because each halacha is dealing with a physical object, which is not comparable to Hashem. And he says, Salsala tre mimcha. What does salsala mean? The salsala havidasitis. To separate the hairs, shloyimu uve muravin umuvovim. Okay? It means like this. You have a hair, so especially if curly hair, you need to separate the hairs. The avedas to separate the hairs. Commandment of the Gemara says, "Lo yodu rabbanim." When the Chacham heard this pasuk, "Salsala utramimcha," Chacham didn't even know what it meant until they heard "Davim mahapach b'mazal shasilsu beside." Until they heard somebody say the word in reference to separating the hairs of the head, "Shal yir nima b'chaveta," that each strand should not be tied or connected to the next one. So therefore, what does it mean? Sarach lahafrid kol halacha shebigemara. We need to separate all the halachas of the Gemara, because the pasuk is speaking about learning Torah. Just like you need to separate hairs, that's why you brush your hair, you comb your hair. What do you have to do that for? To separate the hairs. So the same thing in Torah, which is likened to all these hairs, you need to separate shloyev iruv bilbul bein halacha lahalacha. Okay? To separate one halacha from the next, the Gemara asks the question, and the Gemara says, no, it's Rav Meir and different opinions. Okay.